Chapter 12 Party Prep. By 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. in the Kingdom of Rose, 4 a.m. in Smithville, our party prep is in full swing. We're all very busy. The fairies will be here in 2 hours. Luckily, the rain never came, so our clothes are still dry. Also, luckily, we didn't have to buy any supplies. Thanks to the king and queen, the court is stocked with stuff. Decorations, paper supplies, food, everything we want, they have. The pantries are like a Costco. Not having to shop has given us time to do other things. So far, we've made the king and queen a flyer, telling them about an everything-must-go yard sale on the other end of the kingdom, and then slipped it under their bedroom door. Made 13 birthday party invites for Jonah's, 10th birthday. Sent Tom to deliver the party invitations to all the fairies. Decided to have the party on the ground floor of the West Tower where we came through the mirror. This way all the royal servants won't see what we're up to. Blown up 50 blue and green balloons. Located another 50 balloons after Felix popped the first 50. Picked chairs, tables, tablecloths, napkins, plates, teacups, cutlery, and vases out of the piles around us. Moved the extra tables, chairs, vases, pots, and other stuff into the North Tower. Swept the floor. Plucked different colored roses from the garden and arranged them in vases around the room. Sneaked tea, milk, sugar, bread, tuna, mayo, cheese, cucumbers. We're making tea sandwiches, of course. Celery, carrots, dip, a chocolate cake, and some of those yummy raspberry pastries out of the kitchen and into the tower without being detected. While Bree and I prepare everything, and Tom delivers the invites, Felix does somersaults, Robin continues to sleep upstairs, and Jonah sits on a stair and works on his widgestry. He twirls a pencil between his fingers.
I can't believe I get to ask for 13 magical things. This is the best day ever.
Not so fast, I say, tying the balloon I've just blown up. We need some of those whifticles. You have to wish for the 3 things we need. You only get 9 extras.
Still, 9 whifticles is more whifticles than I had this morning. Or ever.
Maybe letting him make his own widgestry is risky. Maybe I should write his list for him. Just to make sure he doesn't wish for anything crazy, like a crocodile that does karate. Maybe he should wish for a cell phone. He scribbles away. What are you writing exactly? I peek over his shoulder.
Number 1, wake up Robin.
Number 2, put Bree to sleep for 100 years until she's woken up by a prince. Number 3, make a magical portal so we can go back to Smithville. Number 4, make a crocodile that does karate.
I knew it!
I try to grab the paper from him. Jonah, you can't have a crocodile that does karate. Where is it going to live?
With us!
You're going to bring a crocodile back to our house in Smithville? Will it sleep in the bathtub?
It wouldn't fit in the bathtub.
He scratches his head with a pencil.
Maybe I'll also wish for a swimming pool.
Jonah, please be realistic. Write down things that won't eat us.
Like a marker that squirts ketchup?
Okay. That could work. I'm not sure why you would want that, though.
Who wouldn't want that? Oh, what about a puppy?
Ooh, I have always wanted a puppy. If I had a puppy, I'd let him, or her, snuggle on my pillow every night. But my parents have always said no whenever I've asked for a pet. Too much work involved, they claim. Mom and Dad would never let us keep a puppy, I argue.
They would if the puppy was adorable. Jonah says, and magical. What should he be able to do?
Go grocery shopping? I suggest. That might win over my parents.
Babysit younger brothers, offers Bree while tying a balloon.
Fly,
says Felix. He's hopping from chair to chair around the room.
Yes, Jonah exclaims. Fly.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Super Puppy, I say. Jonah squeals with laughter. Super Puppy! That's awesome! I could get him a little doggy outfit with an S on it. His jaw drops, and then he scribbles on his paper. I'm going to wish that I can fly, too! Super Jonah? I ask. Exactly! Super Jonah! He steps up on his chair, throws his arms out, and jumps. He lands with a thud. Could this actually happen? What am I going to do if Jonah starts flying around the house? He'll always be able to watch what he wants on TV. He'll get to the remote faster. I'm starting to feel a little jealous. I want to be able to fly, too.
Also, Jonah says, I want to be taller.
How tall? Felix asks.
A giant!
He reconsiders.
Maybe not. I have to be able to live in my house. I just want to be taller than Abby.
I flick him on the shoulder. First, we're the same age, and now you're taller? Why don't you just wish you were born first and be done with it? His eyes widen.
That's a great idea!
Absolutely not. That is where I draw the line. Sure, it would be cool to have an older sibling, but that older sibling should not be Jonah.
I want to be taller!
Felix cries, stomping on a chair.
I want a flying puppy! I want a crocodile that does karate! I want to be Super Felix!
Tough luck, Jonah tells him. It's not your party. You don't get any whiffticles.
No fair, he whines. I want a whiffticle. If I can't have one, I'm telling Mom and Dad.
You sure you don't want to add get a little brother to your registry? I ask Jonah. He shakes his head.
No way. Little brothers are so annoying.
I giggle and ruffle Jonah's hair. Ha! I rest my case.
I want a whiffticle!
Felix repeats.
Okay, Jonah says. You can add one thing to my registry, but that's it.
Felix smiles.
I want you to stay here. You're fun.
Jonah coughs.
Except that. Then I want a crocodile that can do karate.
Fine, Bree says. We can keep him in the moat. I watch Jonah write down, a crocodile that does karate for Felix. I can tell by the look in his eyes that he's jealous, but he doesn't change his registry. The door opens and I hold my breath. What if it's the king or queen? Will they stop us? But no, it's Tom.
All delivered,
he says. He's smiling, but his eyes look a little sad. Great, I say. I think we're almost done here, too. I'm just going upstairs to check on Robin. I walk all the way up the stairs and open the door. That's when I notice the problem. Robin is gone.